We're going to Masechta Zvachim. We are in the 10th parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. Ha'ofos kodmin l'manachos. That when you have two different offerings, one is a bird offering and the other one is a flower offering, then we will bring the bird offering first. And the reason the Mishnah says is Neshehen mine damim, because when it comes to the ofos, it's something in which has blood, which is sprinkled onto the Mizbeach, and therefore the kapara, the atonement that one achieves, will be greater or more easily achieved. As to the menachos, which of course is flour, and therefore is not sprinkled blood on the Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says, Minchas chote kodemus l'minchas nedava. That there are different types of flour offerings. Some of them are nedava, which are free will offerings. A person has the desire to wish to give something, and therefore one could do so. Also, one is called the minchas chote. In the event that a person violates certain averos, then they have to bring a chatas, a sin offering. Now, some people can't necessarily afford an animal or a bird, and therefore we have what Torah calls the karmen ola b'yored, that it goes up and goes down. That Hashem will accept equally the kapara, the atonement of any person based on their financial status. A person who cannot afford, so they give whatever they're able to do, even mincha, and Hashem will, of course, will accept that just as graciously as a person who has more money is able to give more. But nonetheless, the Mishnah tells us when it comes to these two types of offerings, the minchas chote kodemus l'minchas nadava. We want the person who has violated and done a sin to bring that offering before the other person is doing it out of their own goodwill. Because logically, this person who has done an avera needs kapara, needs this atonement, and therefore we don't want to delay it even for a brief moment, which of course is a good message for Aseres Yemei Tshuva as well, how we shouldn't even wait a moment. If we have the opportunity to do tshuva, we do it right away. And then the Mishnah concludes and says that if you have chatas ha'of, the sin offering, which is a bird, kodemus l'olas ha'of, that will come before the elevation offering of a bird. Why a chatas more than an ola? An ola is completely consumed on the Mizbeach. This is actually derived from a pasuk. The pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Vehikriv es asher l'chatas rishona. It's clear. It says that the chatas is rishona, should be brought before. What does that mean, before? It means even before, in the event that there's an ola, a bird offering, which is an ola, to be brought. V'chein behekdesha. So too, when a person has two birds, a dove, a turtle dove, and they want to designate it, make it as hekdesh, one as an ola offering, one as a chatas, a person should first say harizu chatas, say that this one is the sin offering, then only afterwards say harizu ola, the other one is the ola offering.